Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
Do you anticipate that there's going to be a continuation of sporadic protest with a real effort towards democracy, or are we just going to see maybe a continuation of sporadic activities and then they'll be put down quite quickly?
Well, it certainly is a slightly clearer picture has started to emerge. We've got political processes happening in Tunisia and Egypt, a very difficult road towards more or less writing new constitution, building a new system from scratch in very difficult circumstances. But that's happening and it's going on as we speak. Elsewhere, of course, we've got Libya, Syria, and to some extent Yemen, where we've not got yet beyond a kind of civil conflict, a war in a sense in Libya, a very, very brutal regime crackdown underway in Syria, but also a very strong fight back from the population who are still making their feelings very strongly felt. But of course we do have a kind of top-down stirrings from some of the regimes who feel that they can head off trouble in the future by offering some kind of limited crumbs from the table of democracy in places like Jordan and Morocco, and indeed in some of the Gulf states. In the United Arab Emirates, the last time they had elections, it was with a college of 6,852 selected people. Now they're going up to about 100,000, and they may actually allow all Emiratis to vote in about 10 years' time. So in the context of the region, there certainly is movement.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.